Well, howdy people, it's Solitary Man.
Solitary Man.
God, that sends shivers down me. So this is just an update from my last video, where there was a super simp, where he'd moved in a femon who had two children from different fathers. One was 16 and one was 6 months. Then he was looking after them like they were his own. And apparently she said she was then pregnant with his child. But one of his friends couldn't be the godfather. She wanted her ex to be the godfather. Nothing suspicious there. Well, I guess things move fast in a super simp's world. There may be something going on with this femon and a couple of doors down guy. So I guess the shit hit the fan. Then she's gonna leave. But what about the baby? You know, the one she's supposed to have in the oven. Well, apparently it's not his. It's her ex's. Whoa, what a surprise. But I guess she's left. So I guess this guy got a bit lucky. Well, unlucky then lucky. But she could still come back at him about the baby in the oven. So always get a DNA test. Not surprisingly, this super simp is a little bit angry. She didn't behave like he thought femons did. You know, they never lie. They're princesses. Sugar and spice and everything nice. I guess Disneyland's come crashing down. He hasn't changed the locks on his house yet, and I would do that very quickly. So this man was in the shark's mouth, and the shark was just about to bite down. But somehow, he got away. Sure, he bears the marks, but some men lose their leg or an arm. He's pretty much unscathed, although his sanity may be a little bit suffering. But maybe his eyes are a little bit wider open now. I guess to him it's a very unusual thing to happen, but it happens every day. So it's a happy ending for Super Simp at the moment. Maybe he needs to take a real man on a date with him to find out how it's done. Sure, femons love simps. They use simps. They don't really care for them. In fact, they really don't care for anybody, actually, except themselves. They'll use their own children as pawns. And they'll walk out on a really good guy for a bad man. And when that doesn't work out, she expects the good man to take her back. So walk away, gentlemen. Stay away. Of course, not every femon is as bad as this one was. But they all have the potential to be, don't they? There's loads of men out there that have gone home, thinking nothing about it, and all of a sudden, she's gone. All her stuff is gone. Femons never leave a man or a divorce unless they have another man teed up somewhere already. She may not bring him out straight away, but he's there. Bah, they're just sweet wee things, aren't they? Can't help but love them, can you? And by the way, this man did come from a one-parent family, a femon. So she brought him up to be femon fodder, completely not prepared for the real femon nature. Take it easy, guys. Up, up, and be gone!